some people know me, some don't. I don't know if some know my background, but I did own and operate a minor league football team for 10 years. And I was president of the whole West Coast for the league, incorporated 34 teams at the time, I think. But if you do the math, there's 100 people, 100 players per roster, about 10 coaches, usually a cheer staff, event staff, all that's involved. It usually encompasses about 8,000 people. And so I have been on that board before, as well as others, but that was the biggest one that impacted the most amount of people, I think.
So tell me why you're interested in serving on the public safety board.
Well, that's the thing. That goes again back to the football team is I lived in Oceanside, California, population 180,000 people. At the time, there was two, they go by ethnicity, so it was the Black community and the Samoan community were having shootings back and forth in retaliation for the last shooting. And I don't know where it all started, but my kids were growing up in this area, and I really wanted to make it safer for all the kids, not just my kids, of course. So I actually developed the football team as a gang deterrent, drug deterrent program. And I had the police support. I would do fundraisers and stuff for fallen officers, battered women shelters, things like that through the football team. So I helped the community. But the biggest thing was in the 10 years that I owned the team, the crime rate went down 33% in our neighborhood. I wasn't responsible, obviously, for all 33%, but I made a difference and an impact on the community of 180,000 people, which I feel is huge. Yeah.
Are there particular projects or safety concerns that you want to address?
I do. There's one that's kind of at the top of my list, and I've discussed it before with the mental health counselors that we had here, a couple of that I knew, is a... some sort of way for the police, and again, I'm used to working with the police departments, and I love ours, they're pretty awesome. But I'd want to help them respond to mental health crises better, or give them more tools or in their toolbox to utilize to do that. In some communities, there's what they call a PERT team, and it's a psychiatric emergency response team, and they do dispatch a mental health counselor or advisor during those to help the police interact with people in having mental illness crises. In addition to that, I'd want to bring increased fire awareness, I guess, training for all the businesses and residents, just to increase their fire awareness as we witnessed by the church that caught on fire. Just things like that. I'd like to see more AEDs in town to help with stuff like medical, homelessness, especially during the winter. I know that's a big thing for the community. I've seen it on the boards before. I do pay attention and see what's going on in the community. I do want to address that as well because that's a safety concern for the people of our community.
All right. And then the borough code says that the role of the public safety board is to advise the fire department, the police department, and the assembly on matters of public safety. So how do you see yourself working with them moving forward?
Funny, because I mentioned the police department with the PERT team. I mentioned the fire department with increased fire awareness. And then again, just the board in general with homelessness. I'd also like to develop and expand and support a citizen crime watch. I think that would be helpful, not just for crimes, but just to see stuff going on in the community. I'm all about public safety, and I think it's the perfect spot for me.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'll just say that most people know who I am. If you don't and you see me out in town, feel free to come up to me, ask questions. I like to shake hands and talk to people. I really enjoy it. So I hope to just meet new people that I haven't met yet.